We continue to see and hear denial and dismissal of the coronavirus. The chorus that sang starting last March has tuned up again with the same song regarding the Delta variant, the insist on fantasy. Well, here's some reality. Reality courtesy of Dr. Brittany Cobia. She's a physician at Granville Medical Center in Alabama who says that with the spread of the Delta variant, she has been admitting young, healthy people lately with very serious COVID infections. Cobia wrote online recently, "One of the last things they do before they're intubated is beg me for the vaccine. I hold their hand, tell them that I'm sorry, but it's too late. A few days later, when I call time of death, I hug their family members and I tell them the best way to honor their loved one is to go get vaccinated and encourage everyone they know to do the same." Alabama having one of the lowest vaccination rates in the nation, tied with Mississippi for the bottom of the list at 34%. That's according to John Hopkins data. Dr. Kobe added that the patients and their families often try to explain the different reasons for not getting the vaccine. This is, again, doctor writing. They tell me they didn't know. They thought it was a hoax. They thought it was political. They thought because they had a certain blood type or a certain skin color, they wouldn't get as sick. They thought it was just the flu, but they were wrong, and they wish they could go back, but they can't. Doctor continues, "You kind of go into it thinking, okay, I'm not going to feel bad for this person because they make their own choice. But when you actually see them, you see them face to face, and it really changes your whole perspective. Because they're still just a person that thinks that they made the best decision that they could with the information that they have and all the misinformation that's out there." You've probably seen this too, especially in social media post comments. The mantra of the COVID-19 anti-vaxxers is "my body, my choice." Well, first, in order to be consistent, that would also mean you have to be supportive of all abortions, including late-term abortions, if you want to embrace the "my body, my choice" philosophy. Second, you know what? You're making a pretty selfish choice when you say that. Do you remember when Donald Trump received the COVID-19 vaccine? That was back in January. And he was actually public about it too, soon after that on Fox News. A little bit later after that, around March at CPAC, Trump encouraged people to get the vaccine. Now, when the anti-vaxxers are presented with that fact, what's the response? Well, online it's that creation of Satan known as the laughing emoji. If you're face to face with them, they call it fake news. You can play the audio of Trump saying what he did. Nope, that's Alec Baldwin doing Trump. Played in the video? Yep, that's fake too. Now Trump himself is making it easier for the deniers of reality to feel they're standing on some kind of solid foundation instead of sand being washed away. Last week, Trump issued this gem. Joe Biden kept talking about how good of a job he's doing on the distribution of the vaccine that was developed by Operation Warp Speed, or quite simply, the Trump administration. He's not doing well at all. He's way behind schedule, and people are refusing to take the vaccine because they don't trust his administration. They don't trust the election results. He knew that was going to get in there. And they certainly don't trust the fake news, which is refusing to tell the truth. And that stupidity just gave the anti-vaxxers and vaccine conspiracy crazies a brand new teddy bear to hug and hold real tight. Now, which side of this issue does Trump actually stand with? Simple answer. Depends on the circumstances when you ask him. You see, Trump is a game player. Not a game changer. Game player. Can't help it. It's ingrained within him. He's going to take what's happening around him, good, bad, or in between, and do and say anything and everything he can, no matter how ignorant or false it is, in order to, at least in his mind, elevate himself by firing up the dwindling number of people who worship him. Look at some of the recent numbers. Only 47% of Republicans trust and believe science, especially when it comes to the coronavirus. So that means the Trump supporters, by and large, make up 53% of the people who are on the other side of that question. Want some more stats? 83% of the new COVID-19 cases are the Delta variant. 99.5% of those new cases are unvaccinated people. I saw the headline, and the headline almost does the job. You don't need to read the story. 119,000 kids have lost a primary caregiver to COVID-19. Just think about that for a second. Also, when you think about that too, think about how many single parent households we have in this country. Yeah. Grim would be the understatement, I believe.